President Donald Trump shocked Washington yesterday when he endorsed the expanded background check bill sponsored by Pennsylvania Republican Senator Pat Toomey. WHYY Washington correspondent Matt Laszlo has the story on where that and other gun proposals sponsored by lawmakers from the region stand.
The Republican Party seems to be slowly shifting on gun control measures, but every proposal still faces an uphill battle. Senator Pat Toomey hasn't officially reintroduced his bill that would expand background checks to more purchases. He and Democratic co-sponsor Joe Manchin of West Virginia haven't found enough Senate votes to get it approved. But President Trump now seems to be behind it, so it's picking up steam. Still, while talking directly to Toomey, President Trump asked why his background check bill didn't also raise the age limit for buying a rifle or shotgun.
We didn't address it,
Mr. President. Look, I think
why? Because you're afraid of the NRA, right?
No.
When Toomey got back to the Capitol after being called out by Trump, he tried to deflect the president's criticism.
So I didn't take it that he was directing that at me. As I mentioned earlier, if there's a Republican senator that has stood up to the NRA, it's me, right? The bill that I introduced with Joe Manchin was opposed by the NRA.
Toomey's proposal seeks to close what he says are loopholes that allow people to purchase guns without a background check. But even with the president's endorsement, it faces opposition. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio was also in the meeting with Trump and still opposes Toomey's bill.
None of these mass shootings were conducted by someone who bought a gun show or a parking lot. In fact, they were all, in many cases, either passed a background check or a straw purchaser. I think we're better off going after people that are conducting straw purchases and are not being prosecuted.
Rubio may not be on board, but Toomey has allies from our region when it comes to gun control. Republican Congressman Brian Fitzpatrick of Bucks County is a former FBI agent, and he says he's disgusted over reports that an officer stayed outside the Parkland school where 17 children were killed.
It was sickening. As a law enforcement officer, you train for that moment. That's the moment you train for. That's when people rely on you. That's the reason you're in the job, is to act.
Fitzpatrick is trying to win over his skeptical GOP colleagues on a slew of new gun control measures, including one to keep guns out of the hands of people accused of domestic violence, and another to do research on gun violence, which is prohibited under federal law.
Preserving the Second Amendment and promoting public safety are not mutually exclusive, and we can advance both goals together.
Fitzpatrick also wants to ban so-called bump stocks, the device the Las Vegas shooter used to be able to fire rounds as quickly as if he had a fully automatic weapon. Congressman Ryan Costello, a Republican who represents parts of four counties west of Philadelphia, also supports that effort and says his party should take it up now.
That would be a good message to send that we're not going to wait for ATF because they said they don't have jurisdiction. We're not going to wait for the president. We're going to do some of these things that most of the country feels should get done, and we're not going to worry about when someone else might do it.
Costello says he wants the Center for Disease Control to research the impact violent video games, movies, and TV advertisements are having on children.
Now a kid just goes on the internet and sees stuff at the age of 5 or 6 that I wouldn't have seen until I was 17 or 18 years old. And I don't know what that does to a child's brain. And I think that that's the kind of thing that, you know, as Republicans say, well, we need to talk about culture. Well, okay, we have technology putting bad culture in front of kids every single day. We should look at that.
South Jersey Republican Congressman Tom MacArthur had lunch this week with Speaker Paul Ryan and asked him for a vote on a standalone background check bill. This year, he supported a bill to allow people to carry guns across state lines, called the Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act. But now he's backing off that proposal until a national background check bill can pass.
My view now is that you have to create the right baseline for reciprocity, or the American people, I don't think, will be entirely comfortable with it. And so let's get the background check system fixed.
That's a significant development, because New Jersey has very strict rules for who can carry a concealed weapon, even for people passing through who have a carry permit elsewhere. Even if the fate of the Toomey Manchin background check bill is fuzzy, the Parkland shootings have clearly, at least for the moment, put the brakes on bills that would loosen gun restrictions. For WHYY News, Matt Laszlo in Washington.